So that the recording gets started. That takes us to agenda item two. That's PR 2022-006568, request for final plat listed under SD 2024-00007. The group, Ron Hensley, as agent for Design Development Group LLC, requests the aforementioned action for all or a portion of lots 4 and 5, North Albuquerque Acres, zoned R1C, located at 9200 Wilshire Avenue Northeast between Ventura and Holbrook, containing approximately 1.99 acres. Do we have a representative of the applicant team here?
Yes, this is Ron Hensley with the group, agent for the applicant.
Thank you, Mr. Hensley. Please raise your right hand, and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I'm raising my right hand, and I swear and affirm to tell the truth.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead. Please present the application.
This is an application for a final plat of 8 lots, subdividing the 2 existing lots and dedicating the right-of-way for Wilshire Boulevard or Wilshire Avenue. The applicant has an approved and filed IIA and approved DXS file, and I believe met the requirements necessary for final plat.
Thank you, sir. Let's go ahead and see if there's any public comment, and then if so, you'll have the chance to respond. So again, this is agenda item two. Please raise your hand if you'd like to provide public comment on that item. Scrolling through the participants, I don't see anyone with the hand raised. Again, please raise your hand to provide public comment on agenda item two. Last call for public comment on agenda item two. Okay, Ms. Hensley, it doesn't appear that there's any public comment. We'll now proceed to the DFD specialty members for their comments, beginning with the Water Authority. Mr. David Gutierrez, are you there, sir?
Yes, I am.
Thank you, sir. Please raise your right hand, and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, David with the Water Authority. I have a note that there's no objection here. I believe there's pro rata due, though, that I'll need to confirm that needs to be paid prior to signing the plat. That wasn't in my comments, so I just want to make that note here. That's all for me.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This is Ron Hensley. I believe the pro rata has been paid. I think it was part of the work order issuance process, but I can verify that.
Thank you, sir. All right. Next up is code enforcement. Who'll be delivering those remarks?
This is Jeff Palmer with code enforcement.
Let's get you sworn in on this case, sir. If you don't mind, please raise your right hand, and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead.
Yes. My initial comment on this, as I looked at it yesterday, was no comments, no objections. But as there were questions that were brought up by the planning comments and something that I appear to have overlooked, and as I looked a little closer at the application, I was looking just at the configuration of the lots themselves, and I have
you
no
guys already done?
I'm sorry. I was looking just at the configuration of the lots themselves, and the I have no problem and no objections to the lot configuration as shown in the submittal for the final plat, as they all meet the required sizes. And so that's no issue. However, as I looked at some of the questions that were brought up and recalled to me by planning's comments, which I will defer to on that for a further discussion, if you go further into the application on sheet 1 of 2, if you can, if whoever has that up, if they can scroll down a little bit, there are wall sections provided as part of the final plat, wall sections A through G, but there is no indication on the plat map where these wall sections are going to be. So if we're going to make that part of the plat, we need to have something that's going to show us what we're referencing, in my humble opinion, because I have no idea where these walls are going to be at. And that has been a point of contention with this project going along for some time now. Finally, the other there's an incorrect citation on sheet 2 of 2 to the IDO. First of all, it does cite subsection. Okay, so we've got that up. So if you could scroll down from there and go down to sheet 1, you see all of the wall sections, and then go down to the next sheet 2. And if you could zoom in a little on that, the review and decision criteria in that paragraph, if you could zoom in a little more, that citation of subsection 1416.57D3G, there is no such citation. I believe they were wanting to reference section A3A, which is exceptions to maximum wall height in table 572. But they note that it shall be approved, and then they cite 66H3A, and this is correct if they were seeking a special exception for a permit. Excuse me. So, for a permit wall or fence major, pursuant to that subsection 1416.66H. To my knowledge, there's been no application to the ZHE's office for approval of such a fence, of the permit for the wall fence major. So that, again, I don't believe applies here. Now, if I knew where these walls were, I could tell you if it would apply. But what I can tell you is it doesn't apply on this plat because no such application has been submitted, as that I'm aware of, to the ZHE's office. If there had been an application to the ZHE's office for that approval, then that would be very not only applicable but required to cite the ZHE's approval notice of decision and have that noted on the plat. But it would be incorrect for us to put that on the plat at this point in time, as there does not appear to be such a citation. So those are my primary areas of concern, is needing some clarification on those aspects of it. There have been prior submittals that do show many of the things I'm talking about, but they're not included in this final plat, and so we're kind of left to some guesswork in that. One other thing I might note is that lot. There was a permit submitted. At first, I had difficulty finding the permit for this, but that was partially due to our transition of databases. I did find that there was a permit that has been pulled for a wall on the premise, permit GP 2024-20971. And that permit, though, specifically calls out the parcel number for lot 4. There are two lots in this subdivision, lots 4 and lots 5. In its description, there is a place where it says lots 4 and 5, but there's only a floor or a wall plan for lot 4 provided in that permit. And that was very well done. And that permit for lot 4, for the walls on lot 4, has been submitted and has been approved, but is currently in the awaiting final approval on the footings as the final inspections from building safety. So as of this point, we've had the wall permit submitted for one lot, but not for apparently the other part of the subdivision. And I have those other concerns with the additions of material here that appears to be incorrect on the final plat. And that's all of the comments I have at this time.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Hensley, would you like to address Mr. Palmer's comments?
Yes. Well, the exhibits that have been being shown were part of the preliminary plat and are not part of the final plat. The only part of the final plat is the plat itself. There was a wall permit issued, and the walls have actually been built. They've been in, the foundation inspections were completed. The walls are constructed, and the backfill for the retaining wall is in place, and the upper wall has been built as well. The citation from the IDO that was on one of the exhibits is a direct copy and paste from the IDO. So I agree that there is no section G. That misprint still exists in the current IDO, but that, as I said, was a that is how it was written in the IDO, and it's just copied and pasted. Now, I don't believe the walls. I think the walls have been resolved. As I said, they've been constructed, permitted. The walls that were under major contention were the walls for Lot 4. And the reason it was permitted that way is because Lot 4 and 5 were the only ones that existed at the time. So had to permit under Lot 4 to build the retaining walls and the walls under contention. The remaining walls on the historic Lot 5 will be built after the final plat is filed under those lots that those walls are on. So I hope the wall issue has been resolved because they're already built.
Okay, let's go to Ms. Jolene Wolfley. You have your hand raised. Are you there?
Yes.
Thank you. Please raise your right hand. You swear or affirm to tell the truth?
This is Jolene Wolfley.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Hearing Officer. So I just kind of wanted to give you a kind of overview of why the walls are part of the plat process for this case. Typically, we don't get into all the details of walls, but in this case, there's quite a bit of grade change between existing subdivisions and this project. And there's been quite a bit of work to try to establish what is appropriate for the walls. There's been quite a bit of public participation in earlier DHO meetings on the preliminary plat. To me, it sounds like there remains confusion about what is, what isn't. And so I think the walls exhibit likely may need to carry forward with the final plat. And I honestly think, given the extensive day of review this whole staff group has, I don't think we can resolve this right now. So I almost suggest that we interrupt this earlier than later and have some work done between now and February 26th.
Thank you, Ms. Wolfley. Mr. Rodenbeck, I see you have your hand raised. Are you there?
This is Jay Rodenbeck, yes.
Thank you, sir. Please raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
Yes, I do.
Go
I just
ahead.
want to confirm. I'm going to share my screen here. I just want to confirm the final plat is tied to the preliminary plat in that you got to make sure that all the conditions of the preliminary plat are addressed in the final plat. Let's see. I think I'm sharing the right screen here. A final plat shall be approved if it includes all changes, conditions, and requirements contained in the preliminary plat approval. Well, for this one, we had a number of different conditions, five of them, including conditions about landscaping and the wall exhibit. So the wall exhibit is tied to the final plat. And I would agree with Ms. Wolfley. I mean, we need to get this the wall exhibit confirmed. I'll note too that Mr. Biazar would be very, 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 very helpful considering how he was intimately involved with the back and forth of this. He's not here. Mr. Biazar, I'll say this too. Last night I went out to the site. I took photos of the walls in the development. Mr. Biazar, to my knowledge, hasn't had a chance to review those yet. I really feel strongly that he needs to have a chance to review the site, or at least pictures of the site, the applicant's submittal, and the previous submittals. There's a lot of history with this one that went back with the preliminary plat and a lot of exhibits. I feel it's very pretty strongly too that we need to have a little bit more time on this one. But hopefully we can get everything resolved by the 26th. That's where I stand, or that's where I just wanted to know. But the preliminary plat is tied with the final plat. We need to make sure those conditions are addressed from the preliminary plat.
Thank you. Mr. Palmer, I see you have your hand raised. Go ahead, sir. Oh, it looks like you're muted there, sir.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Hearing Officer. I did want to just clarify. So, if with what Mr. Hisley said, as far as the permit, if only the wall on lot four has been built, then that meets the requirements of the permit. Zoning has approved the walls, and they match what was in the prior preliminary submittals. We have no problem with the wall that has been built out there, albeit. I do believe he needs to check with building safety because I do show that it's still being an open case. There needs to be a final inspection for the footing. So the we just I need to have clarification on if on all the documentation, any documentation the school going to, as Ms. Wolfley said, proceed forward with this and become a record of this final plat, we need to have clarified and corrected. And properly reflecting those conditions, as Mr. Rudenbeck indicated. So that's currently code enforcement's position that we just need to have clarification on those same matters. And I wanted to thank Mr. Hensley for pointing out that the wall for lot five has not been built yet. But if that's going to be made a portion of this, that we'll need to have that information included as well.
Okay. Mr. Hensley, I know it's never fun to get a deferral. I know you want to keep the project moving, but in light of everything stated, I think it does make sense to go ahead and defer it to the next hearing. And it sounds like everyone's aligned to sort of get put everyone's heads together to get what needs to be done done.
This is Ron Hensley. I think that the necessary insurances are in place to make sure that the requirements of the preliminary plat are met as those things are constructed. It's becoming a little bit difficult in that the items that will be constructed as in landscaping are going to be very at the very end of the construction process. And that's going to push us past the deadline for getting this plat done, as well as other issues. So I think there's as far as I think financial guarantee release, wall inspections to be in conformance with the approved plans, I think is adequate insurance that the preliminary plat requirements are met. I don't have any objection to the 2-week deferral. I'm just would like to have a clear view of where we're going to go and would like to meet on that.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Rodenbeck, I see you have your hand raised. Go ahead.
Mr. Jim Rebecca, I just want to know it's very helpful, Mr. Hensley, that we met with you today and you went over the update on the plat. It's very helpful again. We need to figure out, for one, how we would condition this final plat. There's a lot of questions about that when it comes to the landscaping to the wall. We just learned this morning from Mr. Palmer about the update about the wall permit. And Mr. Beazar, the city engineer, really needs to be consulted on this. And yeah, so, but hopefully we can hammer everything out in a couple weeks.
Thank you. Thank you all very much. I appreciate all the discussion. I'll go ahead and rule on this matter and defer it. Agenda item 2, PR 2022-006568 SD 2024-00007 will be deferred to the next regularly scheduled DHO meeting, which is on Wednesday, February 26, 2025, beginning at 9 a.m. Thank you, everyone. That concludes agenda item 2.